Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
McMonagle here with you on this Monday morning, a little early, and I'll be dipping out a little early. I got you till 3 a.m., 888-808-1019. We got Rami on the other side taking your phone calls till, again, 3 a.m. on this miserable Monday. And make no mistake to all you dopes out there, this is a miserable Monday for both teams and Jet fans, I know. I know it's been forever. I know you haven't been to the Super Bowl since the man walked on the moon. I know everything else. I'm sorry. I know you got beat by Buffalo 40-14. I know your superstar wide receiver is pissed off. I know everything that's wrong with that freaking franchise, but we're going to push you off just for a second, and we're going to focus on the absolute disaster that is the New York Giants. Because like I said, leading into it, a couple weeks ago when I thought they might lose to Atlanta and Michael Penix. And we're going to get to him too. Because, of course, way to cap off the night is to watch that Sunday night football game. Could it get any worse for a Giant fan who just had his hopes and dreams of drafting at the top of the draft and taking whatever quarterback they want? And maybe that's still plausible. I don't know. We'll go through all the different ways they could do it, what they could do, trading up, anything else. Any other plausible scenario, get a damn quarterback in this team. We'll talk about it, but watching last night, watching those two quarterbacks go at it, watching Jaden Daniels be a freaking superstar and lead a Washington team that, hey, do you think they were more than a quarterback away with that roster? You could have said the same crap about the Giants, about Washington, that you say about the Giants. Oh, they're not a quarterback away. They need so many players. Oh, blah, 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 blah. He just won 11 games. He's going to the playoffs in his first year with a franchise that's been awful for forever. They've been so bad, even Daniel Jones beats up on the Washington Commanders football team, Redskins. It didn't matter. Whatever the case, the Giants at their lowest that this decade that they've been since the 70s still found a way to beat Washington on a regular basis. And 1 year of Jaden Daniels, he's out there driving them down the field in the second half and overtime to secure their playoff spot. And if it weren't for a meaningless win against New England and a meaningless win against Green Bay and a meaningless win against Philadelphia, maybe he'd be the Giant quarterback right now and we'd be talking about playing in the playoffs this year. And then I got to watch Michael Penix too, who rightfully so, I'll say too, as much as I'll talk about Dable coming back and getting him a young quarterback, and as good as Malik Nabers was in this game, as the Giants obviously beat the Colts, and his two touchdown passes and breaking tackles and looking like a stud wide receiver, I still got to watch Michael Penix, who they passed on, Bo Nix, who they passed on. But Michael Penix played great in this game, looked good in his second career start with the Atlanta Falcons. What a way to cap off a miserable day to be a New York Giant fan, because that's what it was. And we can say anything we want, man. And I know I'm not a player. I'm not Carl Banks. I'm not an NFL player. I understand they play to win the game. And this is like the main thing that people don't understand about tanking. No one, not me, anyone else who suggested that losing is in their best interest, because make no mistake, losing the game was in their best interest. Winning the football game is a freaking disaster. That's just a fact. You don't have to like it. You have to like it. And you can tell me why about winning and the players. Of course, the players are going to go play to win. The coach is going to go coach to win. No one wants to be the head coach of a team that's 0-9, the first team in history at home. I understand that. They should. And the part of this we're going to get into is whether Brian Daboll still has control of the room and how he coached this game. And if you get competent quarterback play, like he said, maybe he's a good enough coach to go win football games, and maybe they could have won more football games. But the bottom line is, I am not angry at the New York Giants for winning a football game today, or now yesterday. That's not what we're angry about. I'm not angry about Malik Nabers having a great game and two touchdowns. I'm not mad. Maybe I'm a little bit mad at Drew Lock coming out of nowhere and throwing four touchdown passes. Maybe I'm a little mad. But I'm not even mad at that. I'm not mad that they played well. I'm mad that they played so poorly for so freaking long, that the season was dead in October, that they've been a miserable football team all year long. Forget years prior, I could bring that up, but this is about this year's draft, this year's team. They have been an absolute dumpster fire, like the plane suggested, for weeks, over and over and over. 10 losses in a row. Ineptitude, disaster, disgusting, week after week after week. And at the end of the year, when it's finally starting to come to fruition that they might get this first overall pick, that they might get a quarterback who clearly can change your franchise. I don't know if Sanders or Ward can be that guy or not. I thought Ward played extremely well in the first half of his bowl game. Took himself out, or they, you know, took him out in the second half. Sanders did not have a great game. I don't know enough to tell you. We've seen better prospects than them be busts. It's not about that necessarily. It's about getting having your choice of the quarterbacks. There's only two in this draft, pretty much. And having Brian Daboll and having this team be able, it was right, some excitement. The idea of possibly getting the franchise changer. And this is when you decide to play good football after all the crap you've put me through, after all the crap you've put us through all year long. Now you decide to win a football game. And there are Giant fans and people on the radio and television telling me I should be pleased with it? That the Giants got their third win in week 17? I should be pleased with it? I got Sean O'Hara on the, and I love Sean. Anyone connected to any of those, I love him. I think he does a great job. But he's in the post game talking about how, you know, this is a great win because it's a referendum on what they're doing. A referendum on what they're doing? It's the third win of the 17 weeks they've been playing. Now we can all look and go, hey, it actually does work. Are we serious? Because you played a lousy Colts team who didn't show up defensively at all? I mean, the Giants have played for 17 weeks, 16 games, right? Have you ever seen guys so wide open or so many missed tackles in the entire year playing with the New York Giants? Have you seen it once? Once. Not once. They were awful today. And that's fine. They could be the bums with their playoff lives on the line and playing like that. God help them. I don't have to deal with being a Colts fan today. I'm not mad the Giants played well and won the game. I'm mad they put me in a position because they played so bad all year long. That's the problem. The problem isn't the third win. The problem is only having two up until now and getting to a point where it's obvious what's best for the team. And I have to sit on my couch like so many of you did and openly root against them. And be mad that they're in the lead. And be pissed off they're winning. And laugh and cry and talk to myself when they're returning kickoffs for touchdowns. When they haven't done that since Ron Dixon. That's what's frustrating. That's why it sucks today. I'm sorry. I wish I could just all say a win's a win. Every time you step out on the field, it's to win the game. That's great. The Giants went from the first pick in the draft to having a pick of their choice at the quarterback position to help change this franchise. Like we just saw Washington's franchise change last night and all season long. And now they're the fourth pick. And now we're going to have discussions about whether or not they can trade with New England and give up draft equity that they that now they're going to go pay a steep price for something they had for free before the game yesterday. That's what's frustrating. What's frustrating is what they put us through all year. Not this game. Not the third win. The problem is when they got it. Week 17 is unacceptable to get your third win. And when it ends up hurting you more than it helps you, it's that was the low point of my fandom in any sport. Giants, Yankees, Knicks. The low point of fandom, because I hated myself. The Giants made me hate them and made me hate myself. Because I know what's best, and it sucks rooting for what's best. It's miserable watching them win and being upset about it. And I didn't do that. And you can say it's my choice all you want. It's not my choice. Because I'm a fan who cares about the future of the franchise. I don't care about the 2025 New York Giants anymore because their season died before Halloween. I no longer care about this team. I care about the franchise. I care about next year and the year after. And if we think that today was like a good day for the coach, and maybe it was. Maybe today was a good day for the coach. Right? I've been talking, I want Dable back. He clearly has the team fighting. There was every reason to give up. They did not give up from early on in this game. The defense played well. They had a turnover on a great play early on. The defense did give up a ton of yards. Defense did give up passing yards. There was a couple of scenarios where I thought maybe they were tanking with a terrible fourth down call on a pitch back to Tracy and having no safeties on a clear, you know, at the end of the game when you know Flacco's going to throw it deep. Like, there was a couple scenarios where it was a little head-scratching, but overall, he had the team out there playing. The offensive game plan was good. He got Drew Lock to play excellent football at the quarterback position. So if you're looking for reasons to keep Brian Dable, sure, I can sell you on some things in this game. And I guess that's what we're going to look to now. We're going to say, well, clearly, on some level, he's got the team playing, so if you were that the team is lost or he's lost the team, that's clearly not true. Great. Great. Because he told you in the postgame, when asked, what do you think of this offense? Well, when you get good quarterback play and you don't turn the ball over, you might have a chance to win. Great or good quarterback play. They haven't had it in 10 years. That's what I wanted, and I'm looking at it right now. The fourth overall pick. And we'll talk about different ways they can get to the top. The Patriots, clearly, I would think, not drafting a quarterback. What are you going to have to give up to move up to one or two to secure one of these two top quarterbacks in this year's draft? What are you going to have to give up? Because whatever it is, this Giant team has too many holes to be trading away draft picks for something they had for free before the game started. So I get it. I get it. I'm a Giants fan. I watched the Giants play football yesterday. I'm supposed to be excited they won this football game. I'm miserable about it. I'm miserable at what they put me through this whole year. And put you through to the point where you're flying planes over the stadium. If you thought this was a good day for the New York Giants, you're out of your mind. This was a miserable day. It's just, I mean, I understand. I heard, you know, people tweeting me. I saw, you know, Bob Papa saying the Twitter GMs need to stop this. It's about winning football games. It's not. I totally disagree. It's just not. At 2-13, it's not about getting to 3-13. It certainly is not. I get why the players do it. I get why the coach wants it. This is what they're doing. This is what they do for a living. I get it. They're too close. They don't have the ability to see the forest through the trees. The New York Giants are in a worse spot moving forward next year. There's just no other way around it. They are. And, oh, the quarterback's a bust. Okay, you'll find a quarterback later in the draft. Okay, listen, they certainly could have last year, and I think as we're watching, that's probably my biggest problem with Dable and Shane right now, is they passed on quarterbacks last year. Penix looks damn good. Bo Nix looks damn good. They should have drafted a quarterback last year. As much as I like Neighbors, and I think he's a great player, they should have drafted a quarterback last year. But we had right there in front of us the ability to draft at the top of the draft, and now it's gone over a meaningless win that means absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing. And you can tell yourself all you want that it does. It doesn't. And now we got to try and figure out what are you willing to trade up to get to number one with New England. You know, next week, are you going to play an Eagles team that gives a damn? Are they going to show up? Is Barkley going to play? You got to hope, you know, the Tennessee Titans, who I think I saw a favorite in this game. Like, you need people to lose. You might have to trade up to do it. Because make no mistake, the Giants need a quarterback. And when you're at the top of the draft like this, you have to draft a quarterback. Don't tell me trading back and acquiring picks. Nonsense. The Giants need a damn quarterback. And that got a hell of a lot more difficult with a meaningless win against the Colts yesterday. 888-808-1019. Titans are 4.5-point favorites. Right, because Houston has no reason to play. They're going to assume they're going to sit everybody. So, listen, if the Giants end up with a top-two pick, just erase this whole open. I'm open to I'm aware of that. Where it stands right now, I knew what I had. Now I don't have it, and I'm pissed off because I watched this miserable team all year. That's what it's about. It's about going through all of this losing. And it felt like there was light at the end of the tunnel, and now they take that away from us at the end. That's what this is about. This is why it's frustrating. And we'll see if they can end up with one of the top two picks. Then they'll get their quarterback, and we move on. And you end up feeling better about this game because Brian Daboll did show some things here. And he definitely did have the team playing hard. And you saw what Malik Nabers can do, and you saw what this passing attack can do. And you could look, there were some good play calls in there. The offense actually moved. They scored more points than any other game under Brian Daboll's tenure. You have to go back to 2019 the last time they scored this many points. But sitting there on my couch, angry at the Giants playing well, is their fault. It's their fault because it took till week 17 to see it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. I got you till 3 o'clock. We'll take your phone calls at 888-808-1019. On just another miserable football morning. I mean, are there any other kinds? I mean, Monday has just become tragic. And obviously the Jets, will get to them as they get their, you know, doors blown off 40-14. Aaron Rodgers was absolutely awful in the game. The story before the game from Rappaport, you know, going even further into his problems with Garrett Wilson. It is a mess with the New York Jets. And then you had to watch the Giants win a game. It doesn't get worse. It does not get worse as fans here. We have the two worst teams in the league to root for. It's unbelievable. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back with your phone calls on this Monday morning. McMonagle here with you till 3 right here on The Fan.
Everyone has an opinion. Let's hear yours. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
All right, 12:52. McMonagle here with you on a Monday morning. And I'm just, I'm a mad, pissed off Giant fan who's had a miserable season and then had the one hope of making it, you know, palatable got taken away from him. Well, and we'll see. But what I will say, because because I know this is going to become, and I kind of made it my open to because it's frustrating. I know this is going to become whether or not the Giants benefited or should they be, like, and let's all understand, when we say tanking, right, other than playing not playing guys, like the Giants could have tanked and played Tim Boyle. Like they could have done that. They could have tanked and had said, neighbors, look, you got a little bit of an issue here. Your toe's bothering you. Why don't you sit out this week? Like those are the things, the players and coaches who are on the field, no one is suggesting they lose on purpose. So let's clear that up because, people keep coming at me with, these are professional players. Yeah, I understand. No one is suggesting the players on the field fumble on purpose, throw interceptions on purpose, get tackled on purpose, miss tackles on purpose. No one is suggesting that. No one's suggesting that. So when I say tanking, I pretty much just mean continue what you're doing and continue to lose games because winning is detrimental. And you can say whatever you want, man. You can talk about how you don't like these quarterbacks. You don't know. You can talk about the idea that, you can talk about you don't like the quarterbacks. You can talk about how you could bring a winning culture. It's good for the coach. You know, you could talk about anything you want. You find better picks later in the draft. You know, now you have an opportunity to trade down and acquire a lot of picks, like fix this roster first. The quarterback wouldn't be good behind this offensive line anyway. Whatever you want to say, it's all noise to make you feel better about a situation. Because the fact of the matter is, the Giants getting the better pick is more valuable than going 3-13. That is just a fact that everything else is just noise trying to turn your attention from that fact. The fact is 3-13 means nothing. It's the same as 2-13, the same as 4-13, 5-13, 1-14, 0-15. It's all the same. Dead. Meaningless. Whatever you think of these quarterbacks, whatever you think of the nature of the first pick and how many busts there are, whatever you think, having more players available to draft, not only with the first pick, but in every single round of the draft, the more players in the pool to pick from, the better. Whether you think that's an enormous advantage or a minor advantage, whatever the advantage is, because that's clearly an advantage, it's more of an advantage than going 3-13. Everything else is just noise designed to hide that fact. I'm not going to run. That's the facts. They were better off losing the game, not because they're guaranteed the future, not because this is Peyton Manning and Steve Young and Joe Montana sitting there waiting to be drafted. I get it. I have no idea if either of these two quarterbacks are going to be franchise quarterbacks or not. I have no idea. But having the ability to draft them, if Dable and Shane or whomever is making the pick, having the ability to draft them is far more productive and valuable to this franchise than 3-13. You can't argue it. You can try, but you can't. Let's get to the calls. 888-808-1019. Moose in Jamaica. What's up, Moose?
What's going on, Midnight Ride? How are we, Chris?
I'm not great today. I'm not feeling great. I'm still recovering from this freaking cough and head cold. And then I gotta sit on my couch and root against the Giants, man. It sucks.
Feel better, man. I agree with you completely. Even like, how do we beat a team fighting for their playoff lives but lose to the Saints? But I digress.
I have no idea.
Anyway, so I agree with you completely. It is absolutely counterproductive to win this game. except for the belief or lack thereof, whichever you want to phrase it, in Dable and Shane to build a team that can win any given Sunday, so to speak.
Really?
Think about it.
Really? I mean, I guess it's better. I guess it helps them more than it does losing the game. But they're 3-13. Like, what does this win prove? I heard Sean O'Hara talk about, like, well, this solidifies the idea. You know, this is something that, you know, it. What was the word he used? Not solidifies, but it's a referendum on how the process. It's a referendum on how the process works. They're still 3-13. Nobody's worse in all of the NFL. Nobody has less wins than the New York Giants still right now. They're tied with a couple of teams. So the idea that, they won a game. All right, what does that prove?
Not much. Not much, I agree. Because it is too little, way too late. But more importantly, do you notice how, like, in 2003 to the 2004 draft, when we drafted Eli, it's kind of eerily the same thing where we're slotted for the fourth pick, but here's the failed troll, 17 out of 18. There's 18 weeks, and you know we're pretty much probably going to beat the Eagles because they won't play money people or play that hard. It'll be a pouty atmosphere in Philadelphia. And then the other teams, regardless of what they do, us winning in Philadelphia, regardless of Saquon getting the record or not, they take him out in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is, we're almost left with a position to take the best offensive lineman or defensive back available or trade down to acquire more talent.
Or you could try and trade up.
And that's going to cost more of the future. So if
it does, if
we did it in 2004.
And what happened?
And we won 2 Super Bowls.
Bingo.
So.
No, I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't try. You can try. If you'd like. I'm not going to try and be an expert on watching a college quarterback and telling you what will and what won't, and I know this is not. And I don't know. Cam Ward might be one of the better quarterbacks in the league in 3 years. He might not be playing in the league in 3 years. I have no idea. But I will tell you this. If Shane and Dable, or again, whomever is making the pick, believes that he will be the former and one of the better quarterbacks in the National Football League in 3 years, I don't care what it takes. You go get him. I don't care how many picks it costs. I don't care what it costs. You got to go get him. The quarterback is it's the only thing that freaking matters. It's the only thing that matters until you have one. Once you have one, then other things matter. If you do not have a quarterback, that is your sole purpose in life as a GM, someone building a team, get the quarterback. That's it. So if they believe that Ward or Sanders is a franchise superstar at the quarterback position, I don't care what they have to give up. You go get them. And right now, clearly, New England at the top spot, you wouldn't think would draft a quarterback. You never know. Could they trade May and draft the quarterback? I think that's crazy. I don't think they would, but maybe. But most likely, they're going to be looking to trade out of that pick. But you can't fall too far behind, because I would imagine their hope is to trade back to two or three and still get Hunter, would be my thought. But no matter how you cut it, this doesn't prove anything. The season's over. It's dead. They had 2 wins going into the game. What does this change? Does it really change what you think about him as an offensive coordinator or a game planner? It's what I always thought. If he had a good quarterback, he could probably win. That's what I thought. Drew Lock played like a good quarterback yesterday. The Colts were freaking awful, and they managed to win a football game. They won the turnover battle. They had a special teams touchdown. And they found a way to win the game. They had a great player making great plays. And they found a way to win a football game. Does that all of a sudden, now, if you were Brian Dable's gotta go, you saw enough in this game? Where now, I could say, well, now Dable should stay. I mean, I've seen it work now. Because he won 1 freaking game? They've lost 10 in a row. So everybody who was killing me 2 days ago for suggesting that Brian Daboll should stay, suddenly one in your last 11 is a good enough to, like, what did we learn? We learned one thing about this game. We learned one. I should say two. I'll give him one thing. We learned two things. That the team hasn't given up on him, and that they're no longer the top pick. That's it. That's what we learned. The team still is playing for him, and the Giants aren't the first pick anymore. That's the only two things we learned about the Giants. We didn't learn that his offensive game plan is successful. We didn't learn that if you get him a great quarterback, they'll be great, or a good quarterback, they'll be great. We didn't learn anything. We learned two freaking things. The team hasn't given up on him, and the Giants are no longer the top draft pick in the NFL draft. That's it. That's it. Because we knew Neighbors was good. That's it. Great. I feel great about that. I'm really happy. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you for another 2 hours. We got the top of the hour. We'll come back with more of your phone calls. We'll get into the Jets. We'll get into a big-time free agent signing that I think will impact the New York Mets. We'll get to that as well. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Be right back.